About 20 extended family members will be at the Thanksgiving table today at the Beckford home in Greece. Paul and Lisa Beckford are giving thanks this year, as they always have, even though they're facing the biggest challenge of their lives. Both of them have been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Their story began 40 years ago at what was then known as Roth High School in Henrietta.
Paul was new to Roth, so I had been going there since 9th grade, and I was a sophomore at that time, and he was the new kid. And I saw him coming down the hall, and I was like, I was right then, I was smitten. I was like, oh, I have to meet him. So I asked the librarian to introduce us. I was smitten. It's like love at first sight. He had the most special personality. He was very soft-spoken, like he is now, but just very nice and fun and handsome. But he was a good kid, I could tell, just by his spirit, and I just took to him right away.
She was just beautiful. I mean, a beauty that came from the inside, and just a sparkle in her eyes, her dimples, and just her spirit.
Paul and Lisa were separated for a couple of years when she went away to college. They found each other again and got married 25 years ago. It was July of last year when their world changed in a moment. Lisa was diagnosed with colon cancer. 9 months later, Paul learned that he has a rare form of abdominal cancer.
We just couldn't believe it. I mean, it was bad enough me being sick, you know, and not only sick, but, you know, stage 4. But when Paul's diagnosis came, it was like jumping off a cliff. You're like, no way. It questions your mortality. It questions your ability to get through it together. You have children now. So many people rely on you. I think we were more concerned about our children than even ourselves. Because our children are still, you know, my daughter's 16 now and my son is 20s in college. It took a while for it to settle in. I think we were stunned because we both have experience in our family with members who have had cancer, but never, you know, a husband and wife having to do it together and having such bad results when it comes to, you know, being stage 4, him having a very rare cancer. You know, couldn't he have something that was just simple that we could just take care of? He ended up having this rare cancer that is very hard to treat. And we immediately just started to pray and we said, we're gonna do this. It's unfathomable right now, but we have no choice but to maintain hope and to fight this with everything that we have. Not only for ourselves, but for our children, and for other people that are going through the same thing. I always say, as bad as what it sounds our story is, it could always be worse, you know? So we take each day as a gift, and we fight with everything in us.
One of the things Lisa and I talk about often is that, you know, in the midst of this journey we're going through, the unpleasantness of it, that, you know, how blessed we truly are. Or family, extended family, or church family, neighbors. As a result of going through this journey, we have cultivated and built bridges, and it's opened up doors for us. I mean, that wouldn't have been open otherwise. This helps us keep perspective, because I think sometimes you can lose sight of the blessings you have when you're going through, you know, a crisis or something that's unpleasant in your life. It's hard to see. You know, but we remind each other each day just how truly blessed we are, you know, each and every day.
What I see every day when I go to the clinic to get chemo, the death in people's eyes, the desperation just to have one more day that we see every day. And we choose to say, God, you know, in the midst of all of that, I trust you. And I will pass that hope on to everyone that I see there and everyone that we meet. And we do have our days where we need to be filled up, and people come to us and we're like, not having a good day, not having a good day. And that's when we rely on our friends and family to pray for us and to fill us back up to be able to take that next faith step.
One of the things we do is we said, gosh, as long as we put each other first, nobody will get left out. So make sure that her needs are met and she's taken care of, and vice versa. She does the same for me.
Another thing I think we learned too is not to be afraid to ask for help, and not be afraid to receive it. That we see so many people that will come to the infusion center by themselves, And you can see they're hurting and broken, you know. Because with this diagnosis, people are losing, you know, they're out of their work. Like, I'm on disability. He's down to part-time. You still have to function. You still have a mortgage to pay. You still got a child to put through college. You know, and so it can be devastating. I could see where it could take a household down very quickly and a marriage down very quickly just from finances. We know the number one thing that breaks apart couples is finances. But what we've learned is not only to be able to ask for help, which can be very humbling, but to receive it. And I encourage people out there, a lot of times they will let the not knowing keep them from giving. Do whatever your heart tells you to give for somebody that you see who's in need. It could be a meal. It could be flowers. It could be a gift card. It could be just going over and sitting with them. I mean, some people have come over and taken my daughter out to get her out of the house, you know, away from everything she deals with every day. So just in the spirit, especially, you know, in the spirit of this week with Thanksgiving, learn to give. Come out of your comfort zone. A lot of people don't give because, well, I don't know. They don't ask, and I don't know what to do. Don't wait. Just give whatever you feel that you would think would make a difference. Because I tell you, no matter what we get, we are very thankful. It could be, I remember asking my friend Angie, she called up one day and she says, what do you need? I'm going at the grocery store. And I said, I don't know. And I said, I really do need toilet paper and milk. I said, how do I ask for that? I said, Angie, toilet paper and milk. I said, just bring that over. And it was great because I couldn't move and those are the things that I needed. But give with your heart because nobody is going to not say thank you to you just coming out of your comfort zone and coming over and saying, I didn't know what you needed, but here, this is what I have. And that's going to make somebody's day.